The long-awaited Brangelina baby has been born. Julian, don't tell me you haven't been on the edge of your seat for this. Their baby is a daughter, and she is named...
I live for this stuff.
We know that. She's named Shiloh, which has many different meanings. One of them is peace, that has various other meanings as well. So she was born in Africa. They did not come back stateside for this. And, well, we just can't wait to see what the melding of this genetic mix has produced.
Now, you know, a lot of people feel sorry for the ex-wife, Brad Pitt, who was basically, by all accounts, unceremoniously dropped for his more beautiful, I guess, and glamorous co-star when they were making Mr. and Mrs. Smith. The interesting thing is, this weekend, Jennifer Aniston, the Poor Things movie, The Breakup, is coming out with Vince Vaughn, and this once again overshadows... people really, I mean, I know you joke around about not caring, and there are a lot of our viewers that don't care, but it is really unbelievable how many people actually do care about the pregnancies and the births of celebrities.
One thing I haven't seen, and normally we have this around the company, you know, some of our staffers here, when like a celebrity couple gets married, there's usually like a pool as to how long they will stay married, you know, and I haven't seen one on this couple. I'm surprised.
Well, they're not married.
Oh, that's right, they're not. Well, no, wait, didn't they get married?
There was a rumor. You're right, there was a rumor.
See how much I'm interested in this stuff.
But they have not actually tied the knot. Now, interestingly, I think Angelina said that she would never, ever get involved with a married man back when all these rumors first surfaced.
But wait a minute, wasn't he...
Well, this is my point. Brad and Jennifer got divorced this past February, and I'm no mathematician, but if the baby was born last night... 9 months prior, that's the previous September.
Right.
So I think she was involved.
And if you carry the child, you know it's not 9 months, it's actually 10.
That's right.
Because it's 40 weeks.
Well, how about a pool then, being that the case? How about a pool then for how long they'll stay together?
I don't know. You know, this is so weird. First of all, celebrities, the new thing is that you name your kids these inane things that, you know, and you end up being...
Peace is not inane, Kieran.
But do you know how... I got made fun of just for being Kieran as opposed to Karen, okay? I was called Chiron and Corinne, and they called me Cheddar Cheese.
Well, kids are
really
cool with each other.
Yeah. Because my last name's Chetri, no one can pronounce that either. So I'm saying, just think about your kids still have to get their names called out in nursery school and in elementary school. People, come on.
I'm not sure this.
Sorry, Shiloh.
Kids will have a problem.
Okay, well, hold on. Your babies are named
Alexa and Chessa is what we call them.
And Chessa, that's a very interesting name.
It's the short for Francesca.
Maya, I like that. But Shiloh?
All right. Well,